would Martin Luther King say?
This is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I am certainly delighted to be here today on this program with the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Really wanted to be able to talk with some of the listeners here this morning, and so thank you kindly for allowing me to join you.
What advice would you give to Black Lives Matter demonstrators?
Well, certainly I would say to any of the demonstrators, whether they be, whether it be Black Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, any Lives Matter for that matter, first and foremost, we're really grateful for the effort that is put into bringing about positive change. We know that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor, that it must be demanded by the oppressed. And we also know that human progress is never inevitable. It comes through the tireless efforts and the persistent work of dedicated individuals. And so really, without this hard work, time itself becomes an ally to the primitive forces of social stagnation. And so I'm grateful to God that through the influence of the Negro Church, the way of nonviolence became an integral part of our struggles. We can go back 50 or 60 months ago and see it in full color, the things that are still transpiring in our nation. And so I would say that the nonviolence piece is very integral, and that we have to really come together in a unified perspective and show individuals that we will not accept injustice, that we will stand up against it with our lives, but we'll never stoop down to the level of bitterness and hatred. And I think this is the piece that will surely allow us to see the bright day of freedom.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.